Our next speaker has taken an issue that all of us have argued for years and years, but we've never been able to make such much headway with it, and that is that marijuana is a lot less dangerous than alcohol. Well, somehow the SAFER campaign has caught on in Colorado and now some other places, and the man behind it is going to tell us where they are, what they're doing statewide in Colorado, as well as what they're trying to do in some other parts of the country. Steve Fox is the executive director of SAFER and the SAFER Voter Education Fund. In 2004, while he was still working at MPP, the Marijuana Policy Project, Steve came up with the idea for SAFER, although he says he initially didn't have the same name, and successfully advocated for startup funding for the project. During SAFER's first year of operation, and especially during the Denver campaign, he served as a close advisor to the organization and on its board of directors. As the Director of Government Relations at MPP from 2002 to 2005, Steve developed a reputation as a trusted, knowledgeable, and dogged advocate for marijuana policy reform. He was the driving force behind the first ever pro-medical marijuana bill in the U.S. Senate and the first ever roll call vote on the floor of the House on pro-medical marijuana legislation, the Hinchey Amendment. Prior to joining MPP, Steve was involved in various political and policy endeavors. He worked in the War Room in Little Rock in 1992 as the Associate Director of the Massachusetts Democratic Leadership Council, in the press office of the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Commerce from 96 to 97, and as Deputy Director of Communications for the Center for National Policy. Steve is a graduate of Tufts University and Boston College Law School. Welcome, Steve Fox.
One thing I was going to say straight out is that for those of you who were in here earlier, there was a reefer rhetoric panel, and in many ways that might have been more appropriate for SAFER and what we're doing, because we're trying to change the rhetoric around marijuana and marijuana policy. But we are also working on an initiative this year, so we're going to talk about that on this panel. But I'd really like to give a background about SAFER and what SAFER does, because I really can't talk about the initiative without talking about that. And I'm going to give you a little preview here just so you can get a flavor for what I'm talking about. As you see, it says what our mission is. And I'll give you a little before and after. So this is where we are right now. And this is where we're going. So, and I'll explain how our campaign gets you there. It's very important because I'll explain it. So basically the purpose of SAFER is to educate the public about the fact that marijuana is less harmful than alcohol. And one might think, especially in this crowd, that's sort of a given. And there are some surveys when people are asked to rank marijuana, alcohol, and tobacco that 60 to 70% end up saying marijuana is the least harmful. But at the same time, when you look at other surveys, more detailed surveys, when you ask them directly about marijuana and alcohol and ask them which one is more harmful, about 30% say marijuana is less harmful, 30% say alcohol is less harmful, and 30% or so say it's about the same. And this campaign is really targeted at that about the same group. Because if we're able to convince those people in the about the same group that marijuana is actually significantly less harmful than alcohol, and it doesn't make sense to prohibit adults from using the safer substance, then we can really have a sea change. And what we've seen also in that data is that those who think that marijuana is less harmful than alcohol, about three quarters of them say that marijuana should be legal. So we're trying to get some of those people in the middle to come our way. And the SAFER campaign is really designed to educate the public, and we do that by generating earned media coverage. We don't pay for advertising. We just do what we need to do to get attention. Obviously, we also get attention directly when we're doing certain of our activities, but it's the earned media coverage that really helps it expand and reach a wider audience. And what we did, we decided to start in Colorado in January of 2005 after there were some alcohol-related deaths on the campuses of CU, Colorado University in Boulder, and Colorado State University. Interestingly, as Rob would know, when I talked about this at MPP, it was something that I had talked about for a long time. And the truth is that Colorado had been targeted in my mind as a place to start after, you all may remember, there were some alcohol-related incidents with the football team, I believe, with some sexual assaults and so on, with recruits coming to parties and all of that. And that just fed into the notion that alcohol causes these problems and we should be talking about, why marijuana does not. And it was after that time that two students ended up dying of alcohol overdose deaths. So that just made it more certain that Colorado was the place to go. So we did that, and we decided that doing referenda on these campuses would be a way to really get attention among the student body. And maybe we would get some coverage in the student newspaper, and if we were really lucky, we would get some coverage in other newspapers in the state. It was covered in the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post. Television cameras showed up on campus to record the turn-in of signatures, and there were stories on the local network news stations. And for some reason, it just really caught on. In the end, these referenda passed on both campuses, which was obviously good news. But one thing to mention, of course, again, these referenda, I should note, were put to the students saying, should penalties for marijuana use be no greater than penalties for alcohol use? So that was the question posed to the students. And they passed, and that generated a lot of coverage. And we decided after that point to take our campaign to Denver, thinking that, well, we have the summer free, and if we can collect enough signatures, we will be on the ballot and the media will have to cover us, and we will just talk about marijuana being less harmful than alcohol at every point. I mean, Mason, who's been a godsend, he'll be here later today. He was sticking around Denver for some 420 events today, but he'll be here a little bit later. He's been the director in Colorado the entire time, and he has just been amazing at staying on message. And what we decided very early on is that you are not doing your job unless every sentence you say has the word alcohol and marijuana in it. Everything is about the fact that marijuana is less harmful than alcohol. So no matter what your opponents may say, like, well, doesn't marijuana cause mental illness? You say, well, it's better than dying from alcohol, you know, and they just have nothing left to say. So we took that to Denver, and Mason and Evan, who is his right-hand man and is now our membership coordinator, basically did most of the work to get it on the ballot. And once we got on the ballot, it worked as expected, and there was just an incredible amount of earned media coverage. And we sort of went into the campaign knowing, well, it's strange for me to say knowing, assuming that we would lose the campaign. It was just an assumption that we would probably get somewhere in the 40s, maybe even the low 40s. But the theory was, if we are able to do this and if we get a ton of earned media coverage, it will be worth it. You know, we may have one day of bad coverage at the end, but we'll have a ton of good coverage there, and we'll get our message out, and more people will start thinking about the fact that marijuana is less harmful than alcohol. And before Election Day, I won't go into the details of how we ended up getting coverage, although I'll say very briefly, we did do a controversial billboard that some people found offensive. It had the picture of a woman who had clearly been abused, and it said, stop community and family violence, vote yes on I-100. Some people in the domestic violence community felt like we were exploiting that issue. Some people said we should have had marijuana on the billboard, although Viacom wouldn't let us, so that was not an issue. But the truth is that we consider this serious. I mean, we ended up replacing the billboard with one that was just factual, and I say this because this was our reason for doing it, is that study, at least one study we had, showed that among people who are chronic abusers, alcohol makes it 8 times more likely that there will be an incident of domestic violence, and marijuana does not. And that's what we're talking about. Some people consider it controversial, but we now have another study, which was actually funded by the federal government, that says, and we'll be using this year, that actually says in a wonderful quote that that reducing the use of alcohol among people who are chronic abusers can reduce domestic violence. You know, we'll be saying, like, why not? Why can't these people just smoke marijuana instead? You know, what's the problem? So anyway, so we put that up, and it was controversial, and it was on every television station. And from that, we basically had nonstop television coverage for the last 2 weeks of the campaign. And I think that really helped really turn the public onto the issue and think about it. And in the end, we ended up with 54% of the vote, and we won. And what the initiative said, that in the city, under city ordinances, the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana would be legal. Unfortunately, the city is still citing state law and saying that they're still going to cite people, but that's now given us our motivation to do the statewide initiative. Let me just say about – so I've said that we – oh, could I have that? That obviously generating earned media, that was successful. The campaign itself was successful, but I think, and this really says it all about our campaign and what we're trying to do, about a month or so after the campaign, the Denver Post ran this article. I don't know if you can see it, but this is basically their lifestyle section. They call it the scene section. And this article is called Grassroots, and the little subhead here says 58,866 Denver residents voted to legalize pot, among them these moms. Now, granted, this is not a weekly alternative. This is the Denver Post. And it was all about these moms who supported it and why. And there's a section here about one of the moms saying, if her daughter ever chooses to try a mind-altering drug, the mom hopes she elects marijuana over alcohol, a sentiment echoed by the other moms. And then she says in quotes, I'd much rather have her smoke pot than drink because she'll be much less likely to get into bad situations. So, I mean, this is, you know, this, I don't know if anyone could point to an article like this in the past 20 years in a major paper where moms are talking about smoking marijuana openly and saying that they hope their kids smoke marijuana. And I'm not saying that I'm advocating child marijuana use. But, you know, the sentiment there about marijuana being less harmful than alcohol and maybe we need to get over all the myths, that's certainly there. And one thing at the end, the woman also says, now that the initiative has passed, I'm more comfortable talking about the issue because so many people voted for it. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. And now – I'm not over time. Sorry. I thought I would never be over time. So now we're doing Colorado, and it's really the same situation writ large. And what we're looking at is getting this initiative on the ballot. What it would do, again, is say that where it now says that no person shall possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana, or any person who possesses up to 1 ounce of marijuana commits a Class 2 petty offense, we're changing it to any person under the age of 21 who possesses up to 1 ounce of marijuana commits a Class 2 petty offense, which means it will be legal for anyone 21 and over to possess marijuana in Colorado. And that's all it does. Nothing about taxation or regulation or lowest priority. It's simply it would make it legal for anyone over 21. And I didn't get into yet my key thing here, so I'll have to do it very quickly. And this is important, getting to the marijuana is bad and marijuana is good. What other campaigns have done in the past and are still doing because they want to win is basically being somewhat careful about how they talk about marijuana and – you know, saying that marijuana may not be great, but marijuana prohibition is worse. Or marijuana should be illegal, but it should be the lowest law enforcement priority. And it's just leaving the impression that marijuana is still kind of bad. And we're just trying to change that and say, you know, marijuana isn't bad. And when I say bad and good, I'm looking at this in terms of how the general public sees this. And they basically see good as legal and bad as illegal. And, you know, that's why they generally see, even though they know it has harms, alcohol is good and marijuana is bad. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to have marijuana jump from the bad category into the good category by showing that it's less bad than alcohol, meaning that it's actually good, if that makes sense. So anyway, and we feel like that's necessary in order to really change laws on the federal level and really change the whole dynamic nationally. You know, if we still leave it as, you know, marijuana is not great, but it should be a low law enforcement priority, or just marijuana prohibition is worse, we'll make progress in areas. But, you know, I'm not sure it's going to get us all the way there. But I know an argument can be made. I don't want to put it down that once you show that it works in one state, that people can see that it's working and that can work as well. But I think in terms of getting there quicker, I think we really need to push the envelope a little and educate the public while we are doing these initiatives. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to use the initiatives for public education purposes. So.